Rod, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Good.
Great.
Well, what do you make of the start? Harder to deal with success or what you've dealt with last year?
No, I just think I think you stay in the present and just, I ain't looking up. I'm just, working day to day and snap by snap. And yeah, when you don't look at scoreboards, you don't look at records, you just play the play.
Is that your message to the guys right now?
It's been my message since I got here.
Have they, taken that to heart, you think?
Well, we'll see. You know, we just, it's, to me, it's a fundamental. It's the same as any fundamental you teach. One snap at a time, or however we want to present that. It's no different in pad level or get off or the route running. You have to do the simple things every day, and then it becomes a habit. So when you're dealing with fundamentals, you just got to be consistent and repetitive with them.
Ron, when you got hired there, and if you discussed the job with anybody else before you took it, did anybody tell you you'd be crazy to take that job, or did you?
No, it's me. You know, and just about every job I've been at has been a turnaround program. And so I've been well schooled in that. I came from Tampa and the University of California. Every place has been a turnaround for me. I've been around coaches that were extremely tough and hard nosed about it. And I really look forward to this type of challenge.
Coach, what was the biggest obstacle you guys had to kind of overcome?
You know, I think it's just the type of practices I wanted to run here. The high tempo, we're on pads. Everybody does it. Every coach is different. Some coaches can really coach well in non-pads. I'm not as good. I like to be in pads and the fundamentals and all the basics. That's my background with Coach Dungy. And so I think just changing that part of it and where players can see the value in it. And you tell them there's value, and all of a sudden you got pads on every day, and they may not see that value until you start winning. So that's what I think the most difficult thing was.
Do you have any old John Lynch stories we can embarrass him with?
Well, believe me, there's nothing but he's a Hall of Famer. He's a great player and a great person. I was very fortunate to be with him.
What have you seen from the Broncos, your impressions, defense, maybe some of the schematic changes they've made in the last couple weeks?
Yeah, well, first of all, you know, they've got the talent level on that defense is special, and especially the athleticism and the ball skills. That's really got my attention. And they got some ball hawks over there, and they got some rushers. And I've been around five of those guys, so I know what they're about. But it's a veteran group of players that is a great coordinator. Boy, he's got a great background, and so they've got our attention.
Coach, Tatum Bell is obviously inactive last week. Is he just not performing the way you thought he would, or what's that all about?
No, I just think we've got three really good running backs right now that we like, and we're just suiting up the first two.
What about George Foster? I know he's kind of been in and out of the lineup with you guys.
Well, no, he's been starting all year for us, and sometimes we've shuffled a younger player in here and there, but no, we've been very pleased with him. He's a good player, good tough player, very athletic, and boy, he likes to play.
How did that trade come about for you guys this offseason?
You know, Matt was working at it, and I couldn't tell you all the ins and outs on that one.
How important has the takeaways been to your overall success?
I think it's important, obviously, for every team in this league. You know, the turnover takeover ratio is big. And part of our system every day is we work at it. And you know, it comes with hustle and hitting and emphasizing stripping the ball, but then it comes with the rush and the cover. And they all work together. So it's a big part of our system. And it's something we work on every day.
You've done a much better job protecting John Kitna this year. Has that been, have you made some adjustments as far as scheme, or is it that you got better blockers up front?
I just think it's, you know, fundamentals. You know, we go out there every day, and you just keep getting guys better doing the same thing. The big thing for improvement is consistency. Day in and day out, trying to hopefully get a guy better on Wednesday and Thursday, you come out in individual period, you keep working on your base fundamentals and belief in the player and keep coaching these guys, and they have a chance to get better as long as they love football. These guys that like football, boy, I like being around them. Guys who really like this stuff, and then I think you can get a guy improved.
Coach, a lot lot's been, you know, obviously said and written about Dre Bly and his time there with you. Was he disruptive in the locker room last year?
No, he was one of our captains.
Do you think he bought into what you did, though? I mean, a lot's been said about, you know, him in the locker room last year.
No, he's been, we got a lot of respect for Dre. I mean, he's a, boy, he's a heck of a cover corner with great, great ball skills. So I have nothing but high praise for Dre.
Did he just not fit your scheme, the Tampa 2 scheme?
Well, I think Matt was looking around, and he looked at a situation where he can make a trade. And you know, at that time, too, we didn't know where Kevin was at in terms of his foot. And had a chance to get another quality back and a starting right tackle. So we thought that was a good trade for both of us.
How's Calvin Johnson done this year as a rookie for you guys?
He's playing very solid. Very solid. What I like about him is his character and his work habits. The boy comes, he's smart. Comes to practice every day with a good look to his eyes and really wants to work at this game. So I've been very impressed with him.
How much did that lower back injury set him back, the one in Philadelphia?
Yeah, it did. You know, he lost a couple weeks there. And then he seemed to bounce back really well last week, and he seems to be fine right now. But anytime, as a rookie, you miss a couple weeks of practice, not so much the games, but the practice, it sets you back a little bit. But he learns well, he's into it, and he's really strong mentally. So, yeah, I think he'll be fine.
Ron, did you think maybe 10, 15 years ago you'd see the day when you could line up two guys like Roy Williams and Calvin Johnson at wide receiver?
I know. It's amazing. When I was in college, they would be defensive ends 15 years ago. Shoot. But they're big guys, boy.